From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. Humboldt County DA has completed a review of the investigation into a police officer-involved shooting that resulted in the death of Irvin Sweat Jr. in September last year. On September 9th, just before 1:30 a.m., Arcata police responded to a 911 call reporting a fight adjacent to the bars on the Arcata Plaza. Officers arrived to find that the physical fighting had subsided, but a bystander reported hearing a man exclaim something like, "Who wants some of this?" as he brandished a handgun. That bystander then directed police to a vehicle with the man inside. The dashcam video from the patrol vehicle of Arcata Police Department officer Ken Falkenstein clearly captured ensuing events as officers contacted the people in and around the vehicle. Identified by the bystander, Irvin Sweat emerged from the rear passenger seat pointing a handgun at Humboldt State University police officer Louis Altick. No officer had yet contacted Sweat when he got out of the vehicle, aiming his semi-automatic pistol at the officer. Sweat then fired two shots, one of which struck Officer Altick in the upper thigh as he moved towards Sweat. Sweat stumbled backwards but maintained the capability to use his weapon. Altick and Arcata Police Officer Matthew O'Donovan closed to within a few feet of Sweat before returning fire. DA Maggie Fleming has concluded the shooting was legally justified. They feel a tiny housing village could be an answer to what they view as a huge homeless problem in Humboldt County. Tuesday, members of Affordable Homeless Housing Alternatives gathered at the Humboldt County Courthouse. The group spreading its message to a downtown crowd, stating that the issue has been brought to the attention of the Board of Supervisors repeatedly, and the group is dissatisfied with progress. They also stressed that cold weather coming is only likely to increase the demand for services to the homeless. Well, a driver dragging chains may be responsible for the Green Hill Fire east of Blue Lake. CAL FIRE announcing Tuesday that the fire off Highway 299 had been contained after burning about 10 acres. Humboldt County Fire Chiefs Association President Justin McDonald giving his assessment of a cause to the County Board of Supervisors at their Tuesday meeting, according to Lost Coast Outpost. Today could bring some clearing of smoke from the Camp Fire that's had moderate effects on air quality in coastal areas of Humboldt and Del Norte counties. Smoke dispersion had been somewhat limited Tuesday. Well, beginning today, transport winds will shift and come from the north, and areas along the coast should see clearing as smoke will be pushed even further south. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.